today on The Good Word, we're talking about the responsibilities families have to each other and the layers of guidance the Lord gives His people. After the miracle of the birth of Jesus, not everything was smooth sailing. Herod, who was the king over the Jews, heard rumor of a newly born king of Israel and began to feel threatened. He was determined to rid himself of any threat to his power, and so Herod ordered all children under the age of 2 to be killed. But before the Christ child could be harmed, God warned Joseph in Matthew chapter 2, the head of a small family had to quickly decide if he would follow the guidance he'd received from heaven. The angel of the Lord appeareth to Joseph in a dream, saying, "Arise, and take thee the young child and his mother, and flee into Egypt, and be thou there until I bring thee word, for Herod will seek the young child to destroy him." When he arose, he took the young child and his mother by night, and departed into Egypt, and was there until the death of Herod, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken of the Lord by the prophet, saying, "Out of Egypt have I called my son." This is only one example of prophecies that Matthew tells us about, showing how the Lord fulfilled everything that had been written about the Messiah. The prophets of the Old Testament spoke often of this coming Christ, which gave the Jews of the time of Jesus ample evidence of his role as the Son of God. God has always given his people the answer to any test they will be given, since he tells his prophets all that will be done in his work before it comes to pass. Prophecies and their later fulfillment, all within the same collected set of scriptures, allows us, the people of God, to track how he keeps his promises, which builds our faith in an honest, loving Redeemer. The Lord protects his people on a large scale as well as personally, and Joseph was charged with the protection of his family and did his best to live righteously, which left him open to the guidance of the Spirit. God promised to help Joseph fulfill his duties, giving him revelation for those he was responsible for. Joseph acted quickly, immediately acting on what he'd been given, which saved the life of the Savior and fulfilled Scripture in the process. This personal revelation is recorded in the Scriptures for all of us, but such guidance from the Spirit is far from uncommon. God has entrusted his people into families so we can learn to care for one another. No family is perfect, but God asks that we put those family ties first. Part of our bond to one another includes a responsibility to protect and guide, especially from parents to children. God models this relationship as our Heavenly Father. Righteous parents can receive spiritual guidance for their children as part of their charge, bringing the knowledge of heaven to their everyday relationships. The Lord prepared his prophets and his people far beforehand, and he gives his church prophets to guide on a large scale and families for the small scale. No one can get through this life on their own, meaning we have to learn to rely on one another, despite and because of our imperfections. We are given guidance for those we're responsible for, just as the prophets are there to guide all of us. Through the Lord's power, we can be bound to our family for all eternity, and he expects us to take that promise seriously in this life and the next. And that's the good word.